AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The American flag is still flying over the U.S. consulate building in Istanbul, Turkey, but the consulate is closed at the moment after two gunmen opened fire on it. One of the attackers, a woman, is in custody. She belongs to a left-wing group, according to authorities. Our Susan Fraser is in Turkey.
The attacks come at a time of a sharp spike in violence between Turkey's security forces and rebels of the Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK. Turkey is also taking a more active role against the Islamic State militants.
Just yesterday, the U.S. announced that military personnel and fighter jets have arrived in Turkey to join the fight against the Islamic militants. Several shootings overnight in Ferguson, Missouri, where protesters spent the weekend marking the one-year anniversary of black teenager Michael Brown's death. He was shot by a white police officer. Police say just after 11 last night, several gunmen opened fire. And shortly afterwards, in a separate incident, officers shot and critically wounded a man who had fired at them, they say. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar says these are not protesters, they're criminals.
No, they were criminals. They weren't protesters. Protesters are people that are out there that are talking about a way to affect change.
Zimbabwe's president is making his first public comments about the killing of Cecil, the protected lion, by an American hunter. Robert Mugabe says Zimbabweans have failed in their responsibility to protect Cecil. He called the hunters who illegally kill wildlife vandals. DEA agents in New Jersey have uncovered $20 million worth of cocaine in a vehicle and in a storage facility in Pennsylvania. A sheriff's officer stopped the vehicle with Pennsylvania license plates in Clifton, New Jersey on Friday. The driver took off. The authorities traced the vehicle back to a storage facility in Pennsylvania. This is AP Radio News. We've got some good news as you start your work week. Trilby Lundberg, who tracks gas prices, says they're still falling.
Gasoline prices are down again, far more this time. The new average is $2.71 per gallon for regular, down 11 cents in 2 weeks, and down 16 cents over 8 weeks.
And she says there's a good chance gas prices will continue to drop. Donald Trump says the media is fueling the uproar over his remarks about Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who he said had blood coming out of her, quote, wherever, when she questioned him during the Republican presidential candidate's debate. He told the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie this morning that the comment was not about hormones.
That would be inappropriate.
It would be classless and juvenile and
that
over the line, right?
That would be inappropriate, but yeah. I didn't do that.
Donald Trump on NBC's Today Show this morning. He said the reason 24 million people watched that debate was because of him. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.